This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's dig into the story that broke yesterday on the cost of insulin, the medicine that many diabetes patients have to take for life. Drug company Eli Lilly announced it's cutting the price of its most commonly used insulins by 70%, 70. It's also capping the out-of-pocket cost patients pay at $35 a month, both for people who don't have insurance and for people with private insurance, as long as they pick up their prescription at certain participating pharmacies. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Insulin can be prohibitively expensive, sometimes hundreds of dollars a month, even with insurance. Marta Woschinska at the Brookings Institution says the fact that Eli Lilly is capping out-of-pocket costs and lowering the list price for several of its insulins is a big deal for a lot of people.
For many patients that have either high-deductible health plans or patients who, instead of having flat copays, actually have coinsurance, well, the list price really matters for them because when they go to the pharmacy, they pay the list.
But Dr. Kavita Patel, a primary care physician in D.C., says these changes do not mean that everyone with diabetes who takes insulin will suddenly be paying less. For one thing,
everybody reads this and you think, oh, it's all the insulins, and it's not.
Lots of other insulin will still be just as expensive as ever. And two, Patel says, even for people who do take one of these now lower-priced insulins, a lot will still depend on what insurance companies work out with different pharmacies.
In all situations, I say, you know, consumer beware, because it sounds incredible. It is incredible, but it does not automatically translate to people seeing all of a sudden a flood of access or easy access to insulin at low cost.
But she says it is a step in the right direction. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.